7:03. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. LaChance is absent. Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, we have a quorum. We have a visitor. Dixie's here. She could be a visitor, she could be staff. Amendments to the agenda. Anybody have anything to add, change, whatnot? I don't have anything to add. Minutes. I'm going to take a look at the minutes from last month. I usually look and I forgot. Questions about the minutes? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, correspondence. Anybody get anything that we need to know about?
Received a check today, which I'll report next month, but received a check this afternoon from the Lions Club for $250 for large print books.
Good.
Yeah.
And pictures on our Facebook page.
We got our usual lovely poinsettia
from
the lawyers.
Actually, I didn't know whether we would get one because I remember getting one at Dundee, and if we gave them enough business.
We've gotten one every year. Oh, okay. Moving on to public comments. We have no public here, so.
Well, we'll do this public or staff.
Either way.
I'm a member of the Friends Group.
Okay.
And we're finalizing our volunteer list for our mini golf fundraiser Sunday, January 28th. And we have two slots to fill yet. One is for handing out putters and golf balls from 10:30 to 1:30. And one is for helping out in this room with the 19th hole, also from 10:30 to 1:30. So please consider volunteering for one of those. And I'll leave the sign-up sheet right here.
Okay.
Okay. 10:30 to 1:30 on the
28th.
Yeah.
I don't know if they work or not, but if I don't, I do. Who should I contact tonight? I feel like asking Texas to schedule outside of work. So who should I contact? You? Or the Friends Group?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time is the actual, the whole thing? I feel like I came after church last time. Oh, yeah.
It goes from 11 to 4.
Oh, yeah. And you don't have any late spots, right? Those are earlier spots that both you need.
Those are the early ones.
Okay. Staff comment, anything the staff needs us to know about? Okay. Report of the treasurer.
All right. Got a pretty simple note here. Once again, we're at almost all of our income, but it trickles in. We got $6,859 in property taxes and a little bit other, you know, subscription cards and all that. Our outside repair and maintenance, we're at 84% at 58% of the year. So we knew that would be high with the building issues. The credit card report is
messy.
The ones that are in yellow are for us. I guess Amy, is it? Couldn't get it edited to
just
the library. So it includes all the city, but the highlighted ones are ours.
I was like, do we ever see this many things?
Yeah.
I know, I was looking through it, and I'm like, oh, look. Like, vehicle expense and stuff. I'm like, well, I don't think so. But it's all the usual stuff. Paid out the $2,700 to Bacon for the chiller part replacement. And it's continued on the next page. I just saw it in SightGlass, and I was like, what? But it's the replaced valve, filter dryer, and sight valve. Lisa, do you want to explain about the fire panel part with those two service calls?
The two service calls we paid for after the more than two. When they came out and we couldn't get the fire alarm to turn on, they came out, they turned it off, and they said that we needed a new module card, which we said, let's just wait and see if it goes off again. Well, it ended up going off again to the point where we couldn't get it to turn off. So they came out a second time with they knew that we needed the mod card. They came out, they didn't have the card. So they were going to charge me for another service call. Then I said, go ahead and order the part, $750. So they said 3 to 5 days. After 10 days, they told me it was going to be another week. At which point I asked to speak to the president of the company, and he called me. And he said that he had the part, was going to another job, but he was going to send it out to us the next day. So we got a technician who no longer works in service, he works in installation. He came out, and he's worked on our panel before. And he said, we didn't need a new module card. That we need a whole new fire panel, which is over $4,000. So I contacted some other companies, and no one else will come out to work on it because they don't have what's called the notifier.
No.
So, and, you know, we've already started working with them, so I think we're sort of stuck right now. But I will get for the January. So far now, it's not buzzing, but if there was a fire, it would notify the fire department. So what I'd like to do is bring it back to the board in January when I have more information, and maybe I can get some other quotes from other places. But if it is a fire panel, it's going to be about $4,000.
Did he cite why the whole panel needs to be replaced? Or
the whole thing, he says, is defective. And he's more experienced than the guys that were coming out that had no clue as to what was going on. So I tend to trust this guy. Mm-hmm.
But he said that this panel is outdated now. The new ones are digital, and this one's still analog.
Analog, yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago. I moved here in 2006. They just finished this library then.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. So far right now, it's not buzzing. And you'll see later in the agenda, you know, the repairs that are in process right now.
So they did put in the card, or they did not put
it
in?
No.
Did they charge us for that, though?
No.
I paid for two of the calls because they did have to come out. I will not pay for any more.
Well, why was one so much more than the other?
Because it was after hours.
We will also have a bill in next month. That was the week that was. Our elevator broke. Of course, everything breaks after 3 o'clock when it's time and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he ended up showing up at 10 till 6, which if I'd known he was going to come at 10 till 6, I would have waited till the next morning. But we need the elevator because we do have people that are elderly. We can't really go up the stairs, so that will be probably an expensive bill next month.
Merry Christmas.
That's how I feel right now in my own house.
Any other questions about our bills? Can I get a motion to pay our bills?
Okay. I told myself I was going to do this, so I'm doing it.
Okay.
All right. Motion to pay our bills for Monday, December 11th. A total is of accounts payable at $24,948.29 and payroll for $34,961.93 for a total of $59,910.22.
Perfect. You got one motion under your belt now.
You're now public record.
Well, you're not public record till we second the motion.
Okay.
Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Okay. We have a roll call.
Yes. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And just for a point of reference, there's a report in your packet that I had Rob produce. He produces this for all the departments. It's kind of a summary. It takes the actuals for this month and the year-to-date totals. So you're not looking at the eye chart we normally do, but I'm not sure that it's showing enough.
Is that this one?
It's this one, yes. This one.
Okay.
I think it's only showing accounts that have activity. So it's showing it's not showing all the accounts like our normal budget report does. If it makes sense to you to just use this so we don't have the eye chart, or if you want them both, it's just him pushing a button to produce them both. So take a look at it, and for now we'll just kind of move on. I'll have him produce it again next month, and we'll be on, go from there. Report of the library director.
Hey, I already mentioned a few of the things. I just want to highlight a couple of things in the report. Lions Club in Mission, I mentioned the fire alarm panel I spoke about. I want to thank those of you that came out for our bartending event. Thanks, Shelley, for being my partner in crime. We made $444 in 3 hours.
Excellent.
But I'm not giving up my day job.
It was hilarious.
We were making the drinks a little strong. People were coming and asking for ice. But they were tipping well. So
good.
It was fun. It was a lot of work. We were in shock because we thought we were only doing beer.
Yeah.
And they drink.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so funny.
Well, I didn't take
you should have seen them. Show was like this. Which one you want?
Keep looking at the walls.
That was the best part. And I'm going like this. Let me read this.
Was our drink of Shelly made?
Mine was strong. I lingered. Everybody's like, I gotta go. I was like, I'm hanging out. I gotta let my one drink wear off a little bit before I get behind the wheel. She came. I think I saw everybody come and go before I left.
We were not making the drinks that set the bar on fire. There was one drink that he was flaming, and the whole bar was like on fire. Oh. You know, it was the show. He had invented that drink.
Yeah.
But they were great. I mean, I asked Ben, who was there, I said, are we taking tips away from you? And he said, no, I'm part owner of the bar, so that was okay. But that was very generous of them. And that's part of their contributing back to the community. Mm-hmm. So it was great. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's an interesting little venue over there.
It's great if you love music.
Yeah, the music was great.
Wait, I think I put something that I wanted to go back. Tomorrow is
the blues. Was
no, is it?
Week too,
no, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. It's a steel band. It's a Caribbean steel band. I think I saw it in here. You have something about them having Yeah.
So that's a great venue. You've never been there. It's really a nice place.
It's a small place. It's about the size of our upstairs here.
Oh.
Yeah, Steel Pan Jazz. Caribbean Steel Pan Jazz this Friday.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody that came out for that.
It was a good time.
The mayor came out, too.
Oh, I didn't see him.
I wrote two job descriptions and posted for two library clerk positions, circulation and youth services. We're going to be interviewing on Friday. We've got three people we're interviewing on Friday. So we're hoping to be able to get through the process and have somebody start beginning of January. And under total children's attendance, you'll see a word, passive programs, which you may wonder what is passive programs. This is a new term that they're using in the annual report. It's like right in front of the children's area where the kids can make it a little ornament. It's where they sort of do it themselves activity, but we're starting to have to record that. And then in the report, I've also started to include not only database numbers of hits or usage, e-book usage. Omni e-books is the one that's... Is that the one through the state?
No.
Is that one through...
That one's just we're part of that. Omni Consortium.
Omni Consortium. The other one, and that's more actively used than eRead Illinois, which is the one through the rails. So I just wanted you to see both how many users that are there. We did submit, I worked with the Children's Youth Services Department. We sort of very hastily put together the application for the science kits. I did contact the person in charge earlier the day of the deadline, and at that point they already had 14 applications. They're only going to give 2 to 4 awards. But what I stressed was the fact that no one in Kendall County has ever gotten a grant. So it's a long shot. I mean, if you don't apply, you don't even have a chance. So at least now I'll know for next year. I will do it again. And then the bartending.
Yeah, maybe we can turn this into a bar instead of a coffee house.
And they're doing that in Sugar Grove.
Are they?
Yeah, they got a cafe and
They have
gallery opening. She has gallery. She serves wine. She can't charge for the wine, but she has a tin there with donations. Suggested donations. And I'll talk next month more about the staff and service, because that was
good. Okay. Looks like it sounds like you've been busy.
With maintenance issues.
With maintenance issues. We didn't tell you the building was falling down, did we?
No, but I do want to mention, because of all the time with the maintenance issues, I did identify 4 libraries that have agreements with the school system for student library cards, and I'll be bringing that to the board in January once I have more information.
Okay.
I've identified one in Kentucky, Peoria, one in up in Lake Forest area, and there's a fifth one. There's four.
Okay.
3 in Illinois.
Yeah, our city liaison isn't here, so standing committees is getting time for her 90-day review. Don't care.
Oh, personnel.
Yeah. So
I've accomplished everything except the draft of the intergovernmental agreement that's out of my hands at this point. The mayor has it. So. And I'll do a summary review for the board.
Okay. So the personnel committee is Carol, LaChance, Crawford, Rodriguez, and Garcia. And I took talking to Carol about scheduling something probably early in January, but she's not here because she's home nursing a bad hip. So, okay, well, we also should probably do something early about the 5K. We're going to do another one next year. Get that working. So we'll deal with that next month. Unfinished business would be the tax levy, which the city passed. I mean, the levy is the levy. We're getting $672,505, which is an increase over last year of $26,951. Without the tax cap, that amount would have been $743,033. But because of the tax cap, it gets reduced by about $70,528. That's not in here.
Oh, that's not in here.
Yeah. So, but it, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do if the city is going to not help us out with, like they had in the past, and expose our levy to the directly to the cat tax cap. It is what it is. We get 0.13, what was it? 0.13576 is the levy percentage. So the only way we can increase that is by going to a referendum, and I don't think the city council is in the mood for a referendum at this point in time, because it would have to get approved by them first. So there are some things we could do under state law for building maintenance and whatnot, but it has to go through them first. And I don't think they would approve it. I don't know that the residents of Yorkville would approve it either. It is, the library has never asked for an increase in their, asked the taxpayers for an increase other than to build a building. And I forget, I asked Rob when those bonds retire. I'm going to say it's like 2030 is when they get retired.
That was 2026.
Or was it 2026? Okay. So we have a few years yet on those bonds. So moving on to the intergovernmental agreement, which we don't have.
The intergovernmental agreement at this time, according to BART, it's with the mayor. I did send the mayor an email thanking him for stopping by the law firm and offering to answer any questions that he may have about the agreement to contact me. I haven't heard any response to that. I did check the administrative committee will be meeting on the 26th of December, but so far nothing's posted on whether it's going to the administrative committee before it comes back to me.
So in that draft, what are we asking for? What made it in that?
I haven't seen the draft of it. I met with Bart and Tim and gave them a number of items that Russ had given to me that we wanted to have in there.
Basically everything that was in the old one, it's put in a new one.
Plus anything, are we looking for?
Did I have anything? I don't remember. I think
we were just saying that, you know, we want to do some joint marketing and offering, you know, the meeting room to them and trying to do some joint marketing.
Both
agents of both groups.
Right.
We are not included in their catalog.
No,
no.
So I want to make sure that we've noticed that and we want to be back in there.
Mm-hmm. Changes.
Didn't we get taken out because of not bringing
taken out.
Not just the catalog, they used to advertise their stuff on the sign too on 47.
Right.
So, I mean,
but if it's the same, then why are they holding it this week? It was just that.
Well, it's not necessarily the same. They provide a lot of services, and we weren't necessarily, I mean, we were giving them the use of a room.
Mm-hmm.
And think about the cleaning, the advertising, all that stuff costs money, you know, to other organizations. So I think they want us, I'm a business person, you know, who went into education. I would want you to feel the loss. So you could understand, like, we're asking for more meeting space and look at all the things you got in return, and you're acting like we're asking, you know, to take over. And I think we just, there's some pointers to like how much it's costing us to fix when we need to fix internal things. We need all the help outside we can get. You know what I mean? If they're going to give us cones or yellow tape or advertise the race at, you know, zero cost or put us on the thing so that our programs are out there more so that we have a better reputation with the community, that is an unspoken dollar. So okay. I think they're just trying to make sure we feel it right now since we told them no.
I did meet, it's in my report, I did meet with the executive director in the chamber. And there's one area that I think we can use as a new revenue stream coming in, which I'd like to bring to you probably in January. There's a need for meeting room space. Mm-hmm. The Hampton Inn, is they don't have room for like meetings and things. I think there's a way that we can market this room to corporations around at a higher rate. We've got to look at it legally, how we can get around it by charging two different rates.
You have to change your policy, too.
And bring it to the policy change. But
our policy doesn't allow for corporate.
Right now, it only allows for nonprofits.
For nonprofits. No. So I see that as a way of bringing money in and filling a need in the community. So I'll probably bring it to the policy committee first to bring to the board. And then we can start using this room, making some money.
Sure.
Sounds good. The schools do it. They use their facility.
Okay. New business. Per capita grant.
In this memo, the per capita grant, the deadline is January 15th. So by the next board meeting, the 8th, one trustee needs to look at this webinar online. It's about an hour. So if one board member could see that and then send me an email that they've accomplished that, I can put that in the packet. I will see the video as well. And then Chapter 3, which is attached, will need to be discussed at the January meeting. And then all trustees, new ones and existing board members, need to go online to the Open Meetings Act and do the electronic training, and that's public record. So if you haven't done that, you'll need to do that, as well as eventually the economic indicator statement of...
That's an annual thing.
They send that out every May.
But the training, if you haven't done the Open Meetings Act training...
That was usually
when you first get a permit, you're supposed to do it.
Yes.
So they should have record if we did it, right? Yeah. As long as we've done it, we're already covered.
You're already covered.
Yes.
If you haven't done it, you need to
do it. I'll watch the webinar.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, number one.
Because you're the president.
Oh. You're the secretary.
there are a number of things as part of the safety checklist that I will do. Going to also have a fire drill during open hours with patrons and so on. So do that next month as well.
Okay. Are you going to set off the alarm?
I was going to say, you might. Sometimes when our thing was broken, we just got over the announcer thing.
It stopped overnight. Ran for 5 days straight, could not turn it off, and then overnight it stopped.
Do you want to sign checks since you can sign checks?
Oh, gosh.
Want me to?
Don't they need two or no?
There's already one on there.
Oh, see the other side.
Okay. Anything more on the per capita grant?
No.
Okay. Air handler bearings.
We won't get the money till March, though.
Okay.
How much money is it?
Well, it's gone from $21,000 to $13,000.
Which doesn't make sense, but
everything's gone down.
Yeah.
We get the library grants too at our schools, and they've gone down a lot.
Okay. The air handler bearings. Is that in here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does it need to be blue? Because I'm in trouble.
No.
Blue and black is
blue
and black. Whatever.
I've already signed several.
It's official. It's blue.
I had to order the motor, and the motor's coming from Moline. It should be here by Friday. We've got it scheduled to the work to be done on Monday, and they found out today when they were here that they're going to need to replace three belts that are on it with the bearings. So that's an additional cost, but I don't think that's anything major. So all this will be hopefully accomplished by the 10th of Monday. I have to tell you that Trico and MVT, I've never met or worked with two companies that are so competent, and they're both working together. So I was very impressed.
So the motor is going to be $4,740 installed.
Is that this last part?
And the bearings is $1,895. Parts and labor.
No, the motor is 18.
The shaft and the bearings is 4,700.
Oh. What is this we're fixing now? Is this the elevator still?
Yeah. This is the
Air handler. Okay, I got them backwards. Air handler is the bearings is 4,740. And the motor is 1,895, which doesn't make sense, but hey. You would think the motor would be more expensive than the bearings.
No, they had to come in and completely tear apart this fan and take out this huge shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take it to their shop and grind it down to make it straight again or something to get it balanced.
Okay.
Along with the bearings.
They've been coming in at 7 a.m., so Alan's been letting them in.
So I guess we need a motion, two motions. So. One for, no, I guess we could probably make it. And no, it's two different quotes, so we should probably have two separate motions.
Do one motion
to approve. We could probably do that. One motion, yeah, we can do one motion to that includes both. Needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll make a motion that we pay for the air handling unit and shaft replacement, which is going to cost $4,740.00. And also, that motion, the parts and labor for $1,895.00. And that's on the air handling return fan.
Yep.
Second.
All right. I guess we need a roll call.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. So we'll take care of that. Board meeting minutes or board meeting dates for next year.
In the past, the board meetings the notice was by fiscal year, and I would like to move it to a calendar year. It's usually the way I've always seen it done. So for the holiday closings and the board meeting, it's moving it to a calendar year. Now, one of the dates is a holiday. So, if you decide not to meet on that
Friday
night, we would just cancel it and reschedule.
We always meet on that holiday. Is it October? That's not a closed day.
It's a Labor Day.
We met on Labor Day, too.
November 12th. November. Is it November 12th?
It's not a holiday on our public on our list of closed library days, though. We've met on Columbus Day, because it's always my birthday weekend. But they're not closed library days, so I think that's why we still have our meetings. And if we can't come, we just tell the board we can't come.
February it's Lincoln's birthday, but that's not a holiday.
No, because President's Day is the next weekend.
Yeah. And then we're going to close on that Veterans Day, which is a Sunday this next year.
How dare we honor those veterans?
Yeah. September 10th is not a holiday.
Nope.
Columbus Day is October 8th.
Yeah, there it is.
Which one?
Yeah, October Columbus 8th, Day. Columbus Day.
But it's not a closed day.
No.
Yeah, it's not a closed day, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Columbus Day.
It's Columbus Day, but we're open, so.
We're open.
The last couple years that I've been here, we always meet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll have to let the city know once this is passed that we're, so they can post it on
I'll make a motion that we approve for public notice the meeting dates as listed and the close dates for the calendar year of 2018.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, short meeting tonight. Any other business for the library board?
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
The next time we see each other, it'll be the new year.
Yep. And I'll make a motion we adjourn. Wow, 7:40.
I got these.